Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a large furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke locusts came on the earth, and power was given to them, like the scorpions of the earth have power. And they were commanded not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only to men who don't have the seal of God in their foreheads. And it was given to them not to kill them, but to torment them 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. And in those days, men shall seek death and won't find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall run away from them. And the locusts were shaped like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads were like gold crowns, and their faces were like men's faces. And they had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew language is Abaddon, but in the Greek language has the name Apollyon. One woe is past, and see, two woes more come afterward. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God, saying to the sixth angel that had the trumpet, loose the four angels that are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, to kill one third of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and those who sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone. One third of men was killed by these three, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone that flowed out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, and had heads, and they did hurt with them. And the rest of the men that weren't killed by these plagues still didn't repent of their works of their hands, so that they wouldn't worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, that can neither see, nor hear, nor walk, nor did they repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.